It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Perhaps no Pittsburgh neighborhood has experienced as much change in recent years as East Liberty. Janera Solomon is executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty, and she has even more changes in her sights. Lots of new restaurants, retail stores, and apartment buildings have cropped up in that part of town, and Ms. Solomon has a plan to bring more culture to the community. Janera Solomon joins us here on Essential Pittsburgh to discuss her ambitions for a cultural center in East Liberty. Janera Solomon, good to have you back in Studio A. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And we're welcoming anyone who lives in the East End or the East area of Pittsburgh to join the conversation with ideas and thoughts about what you'd like to see in that neighborhood, and also perhaps some memories of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, which used to be known as the Regent, 100 years old. And Janera, you've timed your announcement of this cultural plan for East Liberty to coincide with this 100th anniversary. For listeners who may not know, tell us a little more about the history of the Kelly Strayhorn in terms of being a cultural anchor of East Liberty and of Pittsburgh more broadly.
Yeah, sure. So the theater, it's 100 years old. It's the old Regent Theater. It's been there. It opened as a movie house, and lots of people know it as a movie theater.
It's where I first saw Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. People still come in to shows, and the first thing they tell us is a memory of a first date or coming with their families. So it's definitely got a rich history. In about the late 90s, it was converted from a movie theater to a performing arts space and a community center, and renamed for Gene Kelly and Billy Strayhorn, who both have ties to the East End, which was kind of a big thing because not only are you naming a space for two artists, you know, a lot of our buildings are named for major donors, the Benedum Center, the Biome, et cetera. So you have this place that's named for two artists. I think the board at the time, they were also kind of making a symbolic gesture in naming the theater for Gene Kelly and Billy Strayhorn, one white, one African-American, and wanting the place to be a hub and a crossroads for a really diverse part of town.
Right. Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because isn't that where East Liberty has always been a place, always been a part of Pittsburgh where different cultures converge?
Exactly. It is. It has been, and when we're seeing that today, I mean, you know, the cultures and the people are changing. You know, now we're seeing many more foreign language speakers, and with Google and some of the other technology businesses that are developing, the hub that's developing, there are lots of people from different parts of the world there. So you're hearing more languages being spoken, but it's definitely a place where different kinds of people, racially, culturally, in terms of economic background, interest, and of course, artists have been there. So it's a very eclectic feel. And that's what I think, that's one of the things that makes East Liberty and the Kelly Strayhorn a really unique part of Pittsburgh.
And we would love to have you share your East End story with us. If you are an artist, or you have been inspired by an artistic event or a cultural experience of some kind that has profoundly impacted you, share your story with us and your ideas for what you would like to see happen in that part of town, which is still evolving. 412-246-2002, the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. Email is ESSPGH@WESA.FM, and on Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EP Live. Let's go to Suzanne in the East End. Suzanne.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thanks for doing this show. I'm actually wondering about some of the rebranding and renaming that's going on in the East End in general. And I know there's even confusion around some of the development, people trying to call it Shadyside, parts that are historically East Liberty. And I was wondering if you could respond to that and talk about what maybe is dangerous about erasing history or trying to change certain naming, if you agree with that or if you have any insight.
Yeah, I think it's a really valuable and important question. Thank you. It's definitely something that's being talked about. You know, people who've been coming to East Liberty before it was popular again are attached to the history and to that diverse culture that we've talked about. And in some of the rebranding that we're seeing, people just aren't sure if what's unique about the neighborhood is going to be preserved. At Kelly Strayhorn, we think that's extremely important. I mean, history is obviously something we value. We're in a 100-year-old building, a building that could have been torn down many times over in the past 100 years. There are enough concerned citizens that have worked really hard to preserve that physical space. So history is obviously important. We do want to be responsive to the neighborhood. And so part of what we're doing with the Centennial is asking our neighbors to tell us what they'd like to see in terms of programming or just in terms of arts and culture in the East End. I think it's important to keep, you know, you don't want to throw out all of the old for the new. I mean, you want to keep both. And it is... You know, right now when you stand at the corner of Penn and Highland, it does feel unique. I mean, if you close your eyes, you're not going to be confused and think, oh, I might be in Seattle or I might be, you know, just any old corner USA. It does have a unique feel right now, and I think that that's important to preserve. And certainly I believe our patrons think so as well.
Whether it's music or art or theater, what do you feel more culture does specifically for the community there?
That's a great question. You know, I think it does a couple of important things. One, it's just it seems always important to reconnect with your neighborhood, with your neighbors. You know, it's kind of like you go into the grocery store, you see people, you know, you say hello to them. Having a neighborhood theater really gives people a chance to get to know people, and we program in such a way that we're hoping that when folks are seeing something on our stage, it actually encouraged them to have a conversation with the people next to them. So there's having culture in a neighborhood, it's about connecting with neighbors. It's also about just expression. You know, there are so many things that we're dealing with every day. I mean, you just look at the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Lots of issues, lots of challenges, and to have an outlet for expressing thoughts and views and hopes and dreams and concerns, I don't think we can put a value on that. It's just an extremely important value to be able to have a forum for expression that brings different kinds of people together.
Along with the Hill District, East Liberty has long been known as a center for African-American culture in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Considering all the changes that East Liberty has experienced, do you feel that it will be important for a cultural center in East Liberty to be centered around the culture of the Black community, or do you envision a center drawing on the culture of people of a variety of ethnic backgrounds?
Well, it's an important question. You know, I think it's about being inclusive and true to the neighborhood. I mean, East Liberty is definitely it's rich in Black arts and culture. I remember the days when there were jazz clubs, soul music clubs, you know, name the game, the pyramid, you know, there were all these places where people hung out. And so that part of the neighborhood, that fabric is important. But East Liberty has multiple histories. It's not just one history. So it's also important to recognize that it was also a hub for shopping. It's been a hub for lots of different kinds of people.
Right.
So I think
And great food.
The diversity of the neighborhood is part of the fabric, and I think it's important that we recognize that, going back to the caller's question, that we recognize that as we move forward, that that's an important part of the brand, is diversity and inclusion.
We're talking with Janera Solomon. She is executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty, and it's one thing to bring a Target store or a trendy restaurant into a neighborhood, but fostering cultural spaces is something different. What elements do you think are essential in creating a cultural district? As you look at developing that four-block stretch on Penn, what do you see going in there?
That's a great question. So we are launching something called Penn Avenue Creative, and it's basically an initiative to encourage local artists, artist entrepreneurs, to have space on the avenue. Yes, of course, you need major retail and other kinds of development for economic development reasons. And we're certainly, you know, Target employs lots of people in the East End, so we appreciate and understand that. But we also think for people who are living in the neighborhood, working in the neighborhood, the opportunity to come and to see great artists, to be able to purchase items made in Pittsburgh, to be able to to be able to have a cafe or a restaurant that caters to families, that caters to young people, that caters to, you know, just a variety of styles and price points and tastes. That variety is important to preserve on the main street as well. And so with Penn Avenue Creative, there'll be an open call for artists to apply for spaces on the avenues. So there'll be more information coming on that about that soon.
412-246-2002 to join the conversation with Janera Solomon. We have Chuck at East Liberty. Chuck, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So I just wanted to share a concern. I was kind of spent more or less the very beginning of my life and now the middle of my life in the East End. And I really think that fostering everything we need to do to make the East Liberty area in particular safe and welcoming is to challenge some of the aggressive driving that's occurring, especially recently with the light at the stretch where, with the additional light by Target, some of the corners are just dangerous to cross, even when you have the walk sign. I think enabling maybe a little bit of periodic traffic monitoring around rush hour, especially where the gridlock occurs at Highland and that stretch of Penn Circle, yeah, and further up near Penn Avenue and the extension going on to Negley Run Boulevard. Just a way to help people with wheelchairs, parents with children in strollers, people on bikes, pedestrians, and elderly people who might not be able to walk so fast would really feel welcome and not afraid. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
It's a great point. We've participated in some public safety meetings and had conversations with the Chamber of Commerce and some others because, you know, as the caller said, people are walking, they're crossing the street to come to our theater for shows. They're coming to Saturday dance classes. You have families. I mean, you're risking your life across the street when you supposedly have the right of way. So it is an extremely important thing. And again, you know, with all of the development in the East End, these are the quality of life and the quality of the experience is also incredibly important. And as a theater, we've been a part of those conversations because we think it's invaluable.
One final question for you. You've been involved in some of the efforts to restore the August Wilson Center downtown. We've had you here to talk about that. Obviously, the questions surrounding that center are complex, but based on your experience with that, how do you think an East Liberty cultural institution can avoid some of the problems that the Wilson Center faced?
Oh, man, that's a tough question.
That's what we're here to ask.
Well, you know, I was reading back about the region of theater history. You look over the past 100 years, it's been closed for several periods in that past 100
sure.
years. And it reopened, and no one believed back in the 90s that it would still be around today. And then even when I came in 2008, lots of people said, it's on its last leg, it can't work, the neighborhood, you know, it's a problem. So how to avoid these issues, I don't know, but I do think it's important to stay focused on your mission, on artists and art and the quality of the experience that you have to offer, and be clear about who you're offering it to. It is a business. You know, nonprofit arts management is not for the weak. It's definitely it's challenging, and you've got to always keep your eye on revenue and keep your eye on expenses. But you also have to keep your eye on what you're here to do, which is to provide a great experience for people, regardless of their background, to enjoy art and appreciate art in their lives. I mean, that's what we're here to do. And I think the August Wilson Center, if it stays focused on that mission of presenting a great artistic experience, great, you know, far beyond the everyday, that lots of people can be part of, if it stays focused on that, yes, there will be challenges, but I can see it being recovered and going on to success.
Janera Solomon is executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. Janera Solomon, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll preview the play Day Room Window, based on writer-director Bonnie Cohen's experiences working in the juvenile justice system. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.